WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tornado watches for parts of seven states, West Virginia, Ohio, and Pennsylvania join Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. The latest developments in the storm system that is blamed for 36 deaths across the country. Dakota Henderson found several victims in hard-hit Wayne County, Missouri.
And then we were helping other people. We found a few bodies that was out in the field, a few deceased people. But it was a rough night. It was a really rough night.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz told ABC's This Week that Saturday's airstrikes targeting Iranian-backed Houthi militias in Yemen took out Houthi leadership. These groups have attacked U.S. warships and commercial shipping in the Red Sea. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said hundreds of suspected gang members have been sent to El Salvador, even as a federal judge blocked the Trump administration from invoking a 1789 law to remove people from the country. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The music of the stars. Stand by now. Right back after a couple of words. And a big hello to all our affiliates here on the Civic Media Network. WMDX in Madison. Good morning. Milwaukee, Waukesha, WAUK.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and a little breezy today, a high near 40. Partly cloudy tonight, low mid-20s. Much warmer Monday, upper 50s with sun. Mild again Tuesday, but the wind picks back up. Rain and snow Tuesday night and Wednesday.
Currently it's 26.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Monday morning, we will have a very special St. Patrick's Day celebration.
You bet. And we'll take your suggestions on how to spend the Doge stimulus check.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Here's three gals out of Minnesota. The Sisters Andrews.
Where the river shattered slow and throughout all the land, you can hear the sound of music, snappy and grand. Is the carry pipers playing with the bass and guitar. Hey, the twisting in O'Larin, eight to the bar. Pretty kitty, kitty, Callie is a-twisting her toe, waiting for her lovey-dovey, and off they both go. They're romancing while they're dancing to the bass and guitar. Hey, the twisting in O'Larin, eight to the bar. First the right foot is out, the left foot. It is well at the Dublin County Fair. You see them grow the shamrock beneath every nose. Expect to hear them singing my wild Irish rose. But they're twirling and a-whirling with the bass and guitar. Hey, the twisting in O'Larin, hey, to the bar. It's a carry pipers playing with the bass and also guitar on the grandest sight yet. Where the river Shannon's flowing, pleasant breezes always blowing. Pretty music, eight to the bar. Where you see them throw the shamrock beneath every nose. You'd expect to hear them singing a wild Irish rose. A twirling and a whirling with the bass and guitar. Hey, the twisting in O'Larin, eight to the bar.
Irish choice, the Andrews, Bing Crosby.
Well, how do you do?
Top of the morning to you.
When you're strolling down the Bowring,
that means the lane.
A friendly brook will sing you this sweet refrain. Cade me la falche, slaunch it to you, and the top of the morning to you.
Hi.
When it's early in the A-Rock,
that means the spring.
The birds are glad to see you. Here's what they'll sing. Cade me la falche, slaunch it to you, and the top of the morning too. Oh, it's great how they greet you in Ireland. Learn the words so you won't have to guess. It's a toast to your health, for one thing, and 100,000 welcomes, no less.
How do you do?
Well, faith and begone.
Sure, it's glad I'm to see you.
In your heart you're feeling Shane Ward, that means okay. And if you meet a colleague, here's what to say. Kate Mila Foucher, and slancha to you. And the top of the morning.
The very tip-top of the morning.
The top of the morning to you. Well, how do you do?
Oh, I woke me up this morning after I heard the judge's song. Then the rose of happy Irishmen, 100,000 strong. Sure, they're going to be
for the cheer
brigade. Lining up the box, not to be great. So I fetched me something but and the bag I love so well. And I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me lapel. Don't you know that today by 17 is the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. This night goes in the open, they can fly.
I'd like to hear you sing this one.
Oh, I woke me up this morning and I heard a joyful song. From the throats of happy Irishmen, 100,000 strong. Sure, it was
great. There's no place for the girl.
Brigade, lining up for to start the big parade. So I fetched me Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well. And I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me lapel. Don't you know that
stop
today's
it,
my 17? It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. The sidewalks of New York are thick with Blarney. For sure you think New York was old Killarney. It's a great day for the Shamrock. For the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspired, sure, because for all the Irish it's a great, great day. Begosh and begorra, every Irish son and daughter, every good old Irish name and his relation.
They come from Tipperary, Donegal and County Kerry, but they all are here to join this celebration.
Now there's Terence O'Toole and his cousin Phil Doherty,
Patrick O'Vogel and Mullen McGrew,
Mike Maley, Tim Daly and Barney O'Flaherty,
Daniel Dolan and Seamus Carew.
Connellys and Donnellys and Patrick O'Bannigan,
Ryans, O'Briens, McLaughlins and Lynch,
McLaws and McFaddens and Mr. Pat Flanagan,
Hogans and Gorgans, McPhersons and Finch.
Cowans, McGowans and Carricks and Garricks, Mahonies, Maloney's, O'Donnells, O'Connells are here to join the Jubilee.
It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day.
Are out parading.
It's a great day for the Shamrock, for the flags in full array. And as we go a swinging, every Irish heart is singing. It's a great, great day.
That's from Sweet Nellie Kelly. And here's Danny Kaye with an Irish ghost story.
In Dublin's fair city, the girls are so pretty. 'Twas there that I first met sweet Molly Malone. She drove her wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mustard, alive, alive. She was a fishmonger, and faith, 'tis no wonder her mother and father were fishmongers too. They drove their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive. And no one could save her. that's all I know of sweet Marie Malone. Now her ghost drives her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive.
Turn the lights down, huh?
Trip the line, fantastic, on the sidewalks of New York. East side.
Jimmy Durante.
East side, west side, all around the town. The tots sang Ring a Rosie. London Bridge is falling down. Boys and girls together. Me and Mamie O'Rourke. Trip the light, fantastic, on the sidewalks of New York. Cases, old brown wooden stoop. On a summer's evening, we formed a merry group. Boys and girls together, we would sing and waltz while the ginny played the organ on the sidewalks of New York.
Together, me and Mamie
Crosby.
Be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be up to me neck in shamrocks as I march along the way. I'll swing that old shillelagh as I wave to each colleen. I'll tilt me ear the better to hear the wearing of the green.
Oh, the Kellys from Killarney, the Murphys from Kildare,
the Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare.
There'll be folks from dear old Dublin all the way to County Cork.
They'll be marching in the big parade right here in old New York. Oh, the mayor will be in the big parade, strutting high and grand. And behind him will march a thousand cops who come from Ireland. Those beautiful songs of Erin, the band will play them all. We'll march along, we'll sing in the song, the harp will carry us all. Those sons and daughters of Erin, 100,000 strong, will be singing the songs of Ireland as they march along.
Their eyes will shine with laughter, their hearts will all be gay,
when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
We'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. Not for all of the tea in Dublin will I ever stay away.
I'll trip the light fantastic, and how proud I'm gonna feel.
The band will play Go Witcha Go Way, a good old Irish reel.
There'll be Cooney Mulrooney and Mickey O'Dowd cutting up capers and pleasing the crowd. Hogan and Grogan will kick up their heels, singing and dancing the jigs and the reels. The Connells, O'Donnells and Larry O'Toole, Maloney, Mahoney and Lefty O'Doole. Divil a man as happy as they on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be marching along in the big parade, twinkle in me eye.
We'll be proud as a thousand peacocks with our heads up in the sky.
I'll be there, you can bet you, when the band begins to play, and the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Medicinal compound and how they drove her to the bed.
Old Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compounds, and now he's Emperor of Rome.
We drink you drink to Lily the pink, the savior of the human race.
Give him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard.
Lily died, she went up to heaven. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her her medicinal compound. Hark the herald angels sing.
We drink you till the little pink, the pink, the pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compounds, most efficacious in every case. We'll
Irish Rover. Brand new version. Now we need a Columbus Day parade. David Letterman, Will Ferrell.
Look at this guy. That's about right. Yeah. Thank you, Will. I just would like to say, earlier today,
yeah,
when I was told that you were coming out dressed as a leprechaun, I said to myself, well, that'll be stupid, but you look like $1 billion, my friend.
Thank you.
You really do.
Thank you.
So this tells me that you're Irish, you're celebrating, anything goes.
Well, I don't know if I'm celebrating. Because St. Patrick's Day is a very serious holiday to me. You know, we know of it as getting drunk and drinking green beer, but we forget that in the 5th century, the real St. Patrick, he chased all the snakes out of Ireland.
That's right.
So,
we do forget that.
Every St. Patrick's Day, I put on my outfit. And I walk the streets of New York. Educating people on the dangers of snakes. And so try to guess how many snake attacks just in last year alone in Manhattan.
Oh, in Manhattan?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm going to guess, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm going to guess it's a low number.
36,000.
36?
There's a snake attack that occurs in this city every 9 seconds. Now,
check under your seats,
how would you,
ladies
know,
and gentlemen.
Of course I wouldn't know
that.
Because the media doesn't want you to know that, but I'm out there. I'm out there every St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh. Wow, God bless you is all I can say.
And it's tough, you know.
Of course.
So,
have you yourself ever been attacked by a snake?
Well, no, because I know the tactics to get away from a snake.
I know
the certain parts of the city not to hang out in.
I see. Oh, the snakes are limited to a certain part of the city.
Certain areas of population density that you want to stay away from.
I see.
But it's happened several times. We've come very close.
Very close,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Are you what they call a herpetologist?
No. Yeah. No. I'm just concerned about...
He's a concerned citizen.
Citizen.
Yeah.
And don't stay at the W Hotel. that's the one place.
Okay.
A lot of snake infestations.
All right.
The one downtown.
Okay, thanks.
Tompkins Square Park.
Thank you for that tip, Will.
Yeah.
Oh, 50 years ago, me father left old Erin Shore. He landed here a shillelagh in hand and divil a penny more. He got a job, then got a wife, and then a family. And then he died and left his old shillelagh stick to me. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And divil a man was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it round his mitt. And divil a bit we'd laugh at it, for Dad would have a fit. Sure, with the same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they'd get up, begorra, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. I'm going on the police force, it's the only thing to do. Instead of having one night stick, begorra, I'll have two. If there's a fight, I'll be all right, there's no one bothers me. Because I have the old shillelagh me father gave to me.
Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And divil a man was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it round his mitts.
and dibble a bit. We'd laugh at it, or Dad would have a fit. Sure, with the same old shillelagh, me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they'd get up, be gory, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
Father brought from Ireland.
And Dibble the man was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand.
He'd lead the band on Paddy's day and twirl it round his mitt.
And Dibble the
Well, how do you do?
Top of the morning to you.
Or when you're strolling down the Boreen,
that means the lane.
A friendly brook will sing you this sweet refrain. Cade mille falchion, slant it to you, and the top of the morning too.
Hi!
When it's early in the A-Rock,
that means the spring.
The birds are glad to see you, here's what they sing. Cade mille falchion, slant it to you, and the top of the morning too. Oh, it's great how they greet you in Ireland. Learn the words so you won't have to guess. It's a toast to your health for one thing, and 100,000 welcomes no less. In your heart you're feeling Shane World.
Means okay.
And if you meet a colleague, here's what to say. Cade mille falchion, slant it to you,
and the top of the morning too. When you're strolling down the Boree,
that means the lane.
A friendly
thing will sing you this sweet refrain.
Cade mille falchion, slant it to you,
and the top of the morning too. When it's early in the A-Rock,
that means the spring.
The birds are glad to see you,
here's what they sing.
Cade mille falchion, slant it to you,
and the top of the morning too.
Oh, it's great how they greet you in Ireland. Learn the words so you won't have to guess. It's a toast to your health for one thing, and 100,000 welcomes no less.
How do you do?
The faith and me,
sure, it's glad I'm to see you.
Well, in your heart you're feeling Shane Word. That means okay. And if you meet a colleague, here's what to say. Cade mille falchion, slant you to you, and the top of the morning,
the very tip-top of the morning,
the top of the morning to you. How do you do?
Here's Jimmy Durante.
Here's a fancy talker, James J. Walker, his honor, the mayor of New York.
I'm his honor, the mayor of New York, a servant of the people all the way. The salary a mayor gets is real conservative. Sometimes I feel like turning down the measly sum they give. I only take the dough because my tailor has to live, which means I go without. Anytime you hear a champagne cough, you should have seen the mayor of New York. James J. His honor, the mayor of New York. As a dresser, I am dapper, always ready with a snapper. Don't nobody ad-lib with me. I've got a million of them, a million of them. Unlike mayors of most cities, I write laws and I write ditties. Here's a sample of my latest melody. An arpeggio, please. Who sent for him? Wait a minute, wait a minute. Get off the stage, I work alone. The mayor of New York. I'm James J. Walker, that fancy talker. His honor, the mayor of New York. That's who? His honor, the mayor of New York.
From State Parade in Midtown after a two-year pandemic pause.
The parade kicks off at 11 a.m. traveling along 5th Avenue from 44th Street to 79th. CBS2's John Diaz joins us live near the start of the parade route with more on today's festivities. John?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Mary. You know, as Midtown starts to wake up, we're seeing a lot of people out here wearing their green. I'm proud of them. You know, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, right? And, you know, in a few hours from now, we will be seeing a whole lot more people. You know, New York City ready for this, for the annual St. Patrick's Day parade to return back in full force in person after 2 years of taking a break. You know, of course, there was virtual versions and scaled back versions, but nothing beats the real deal.
Familiar sounds will once again blare along Fifth Avenue today. The annual St. Patrick's Day Parade is returning in full force.
Hopefully this will be the sign of a new beginning for New York City and for the country also.
I'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be up to me neck in shamrocks as I march along the way. I'll swing that old shillelagh as I wave to each colleen and tilt me ear the better to hear the wearing of the green. Oh, the Kellys from Killarney, the Murphys from Kildare, the Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare.
There'll be folks from dear old Dublin all the way to County Cork.
They'll be marching in the big parade right here in old New York. Sure, and March the 17th is the day I'll set aside, a day when every Irish heart is busting out with pride. I'll have me old shillelagh and that old silk hat of mine, a shamrock in me buttonhole, and then come rain or shine, oh, the mayor will be in the big parade, strutting high and grand. And behind him will march 1,000 cops who came from Ireland. Those beautiful songs of Erin, oh, the band will play them all. We'll march along while singing a song, the harp of Tara's Hall.
The sons and daughters of Erin, 100,000 strong, will be singing the songs of Ireland as they march along. Their eyes will shine with laughter, their hearts will all be gay, when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, Pat, have you ever seen such a parade in all your life? Oh, it warms the cockles of me heart. Oh, the band sounds grand. It's grander than McNamara's band ever was.
There'll be Cooney, Mulrooney, and Mickey O'Dowd putting up capers and plays in the crowd. Hogan and Grogan will kick up their heels, singing and dancing the jigs and the reels. The O'Connells and Donalds and Larry O'Toole, Maloney, Mahoney, and Patrick O'Doul. Dibble a man as happy as they when they celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
I'll be marching along in the big parade, twinkle in me eye. I'll be proud as 1,000 peacocks with me head up in the sky. I'll be there, you can bet ya, I'll be marching all the way when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day Parade.
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
and in Kenosha.
Was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
O'Leary was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood to shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, O'Leary, look out, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
He left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said,
for goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume?
Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said,
how drunk my drink, I lay him in his tomb.
Before you could tap the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
The neighbors all turned out for Cato Grady's wedding night.
McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight.
He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride, then pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink before he could think, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh,
the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
On gold and brown potatoes and a nice cup of coffee.
Well, if you insist, just a small portion of everything.
Bing Crosby, Barry Fitzgerald, Going My Way, Best Picture, 1944. I think it's the best scene in the whole movie.
It wasn't too much trouble for you, Mrs. Carmody.
No trouble at all, Father.
I feel I ought to help you with the dishes.
Don't worry about the dishes. It isn't much washing they'll be needing.
Yeah, you're still a little cold, Father. You were drenched to the skin. You ought to take a little something to warm you up. Do you have a wee drop of the creature about? Matter of fact, I might have a little one with you. I was out myself tonight. I went out for a paper.
Ah, well, in that case.
I'll ask Mrs. Carmody where she keeps
it. No. You look yonder in the bookcase.
Oh.
No, the other side. No, down. Yeah, you find it behind the Life of General Grant.
Bit of old Ireland, eh?
Every Christmas since I left, my old mother sends me one of these. With a degree of abstinence, it becomes me calendar. I get a little behind during Lent, but it comes out even at Christmas.
Whoop, whoop.
That's me mother.
Oh, she's very beautiful.
Of course, that was taken some time ago. She's 90 now.
Let's drink to your mother. Hope you'll be seeing her soon, Father.
What about your mother?
Well, I don't remember much about her. She died when I was quite young.
Well, let's drink to the two of them anyway.
Thank you, Father.
You know, Father O'Malley, I always planned that as soon as I got a few dollars ahead, I'd go back to the old country and see my mother. How would you believe it? That was 45 years ago. And every time I get a few dollars ahead,
there's always somebody that seems to need it more than you do.
You'd like her. She'd like you too. She always had a song in her heart. I can almost hear her now. My boy, do you know Tooraloo-raloo?
Tooraloo-raloo-raloo. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo. Hush, now don't you cry. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo. Tooraloo-raloo-raloo. That's an Irish lullaby.
Now don't you cry. I've wandered to that cot again. I feel her arms hugging me as when she held me then. And I hear her voice amen to me as in days of yore, when she used to rock me fast asleep outside the cabin door. Do-ra-lo-ra-lo-ra,
Bye, Ted.
Bye, Father.
Bye, Carol. That man did come alone, too.
Yes, but not past our house.
Oh, stubborn, huh? Goodbye, Mr. Haynes.
Father.
Pardon me, Mr. Haynes. I've just left the bishop. He told me to report to Father Fitzgibbons. I'm taking your place.
What?
I'm the new curate.
Come on. You've very little time. The wishing in the church to
all
say
right,
goodbye.
All right, Father. I've been doing you a lot of good here. You're going to have a new church after the war.
Yes, but we didn't raise enough money.
That's just it. Mr. Haynes is going to give us a mortgage. Take care of the difference.
That's right, Father. He convinced me I have a heart. And after all, it wouldn't be a church without a mortgage. That's right.
He's a wonder.
I don't know what I'm going to do without him. I don't know who the bishop is going to send in his place, but whoever he is...
Father.
Congratulations to your father.
No, the bishop wouldn't do that to me again.
Yes, he's done it.
Mr. Haynes, nice of you to give that mortgage to the church.
No. Can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
As you know, we're all going to miss Father O'Malley. He was a fine man.
This is Father O'Malley, the man who sent for you.
How do you do, Mrs. Fitzgibbon? I've heard so much about you. Now it's good to see you.
I think you'll agree with me that we're all a little better for having known him. He was always thinking of others. And that, you know, can make life very beautiful. Believe me, it's what we do for others that...
Thank you.
Oscar winner, 1920. The Music of the Stars.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night I'm not alone. When two sweethearts carries you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may be. You are never far away.
After the fall of the Roman Empire, Ireland preserved and later passed on to Europe the stream of its culture. Respected as a nation of schools and scholars, Ireland was a land in love with learning. And this largely due to the influence of one man, St. Patrick. St. Patrick is synonymous with Ireland. It was he who made it a Christian nation, who used the shamrock to illustrate the Trinity of God. Much of the world's literature and culture was inspired by him, and he didn't begin until he was 60. And there's another remarkable fact in the life of this remarkable man. In many ways, St. Patrick is Ireland, but there is a rest of the story. Before the end of the 7th century, St. Patrick had become a legendary figure, and the legends have continued to grow. One of these would have it that he drove the snakes out of Ireland and into the sea. Well, if it never happened in reality, symbolically it was true. The act of Christianizing Ireland was no easy task. It was a heathen nation back then, warlike, unreceptive to cultural or spiritual change. Irish marauders were not unlike the Vikings, not averse to going abroad and raiding and raping other lands and taking slaves. But these were his people, his responsibility, God seemed to tell St. Patrick. He was once visited by a dream in which the voice of the Irish called to him, beseeching him to spread the word of God. But the shortcomings of his education and the mystery of that beckoning prevented him from answering for many years. What right had he, after all? What qualified him above the rest? Even on the night that he made up his mind that he determined himself to go out among his people, he was beset by doubts of his fitness for the mission. But once underway, his hesitancy vanished. Confident in his purpose, he journeyed far and wide, baptized those who would receive him, gave without asking in return, and even at that, trouble followed him. Many were suspicious of his efforts and his untiring zeal, and on at least one occasion.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. People are picking up after tornadoes, wildfires, and dust storms in the middle of the country in the south. Over 30 deaths and threats remain. Forecasters say from northern Florida to Erie, Pennsylvania, there could be damaging winds, a few more tornadoes, and heavy rainfall. It moves along the I-95 corridor by midnight tonight. More U.S. military air attacks on rebels responsible for piracy and attacks on commercial shipping in the Mideast. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
Smoke rising over Yemen's capital after the U.S. launches large-scale strikes against Iranian-backed Houthi militants. According to Yemen's Ministry of Health, at least 31 people have been killed and more than 100 wounded in the strikes. The ministry claiming most of them are children and women.
Iran today again denied aiding Yemen's Houthi rebels. It's Pope Francis's fifth Sunday in a Rome hospital with double pneumonia. He thanked people praying for him. This is ABC News.